Section 11, U.S. House, District 3, Democratic Party Candidates. Two-year term, $174,000 salary. There are three candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House, District 3. Two answered the questions by the deadline. Maxine E. Dexter. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? With over 40 town halls and robust constituent services, I have proven my commitment to listen to people's lived experiences and perspectives and turn that into action in Congress. As a physician for over two decades, I listened closely, analyzed data, and transformed complex information into actionable plans. I have a proven record of legislative success at the state and federal level, advancing large-scale, progressive, bipartisan policies. During my first term here, I have introduced 10 pieces of legislation and was the first freshman Democrat this Congress to have a bill become law. I am committed to working across the aisle to pass bipartisan legislation, a crucial skill for a productive member of the current minority party. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Congress must focus on restoring checks and balances, defending our democracy, and improving American lives. Congress must reaffirm and enforce restrictions on presidential powers and reclaim our constitutional authority. We must uphold the rule of law, protect elections, and refuse to bow to authoritarians. Furthermore, we must secure affordable health care, housing, food, and energy, which are crucial to ensuring a stable and sustainable quality of life for anyone who works hard and plays by the rules. To do this, Congress must be courageous, committed, and accountable to the American people suffering from the economic and cultural disaster that Trump has propagated. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? To make Congress more effective, we need to enact meaningful campaign finance reform. We must cut corporate and billionaire spending out of political campaigns and deliver equal power to the people through publicly funded elections. Furthermore, too many bills in Congress today are short-sighted band-aids slapped over whatever wound is actively bleeding, which ignore the root cause of that problem. We must prioritize policies and programs that are transparent, accountable, and deliver measurable positive outcomes that actually address the underlying issues. Thinking strategically, listening to our constituents, and working together courageously and compassionately, we can secure a brighter future that all Americans can feel. Jessica Salas. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I am not the typical politician, and that is exactly why I am running. I have spent my life in customer service, listening to people, hearing their stories, and treating their experiences with care. I have met people from all walks of life, and one thing is clear. People want to be heard. I am not just another suit. I am not here to enrich myself or protect the powerful. I am here to represent those who are too often swept under the rug and ignored. My experience has taught me how to listen, how to lead with empathy, and how to show up for people. I will hold those in power accountable and fight for communities that feel overlooked. I am here for all of us, and I will not stop until every voice is heard. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Congress must address rising costs of living, access to affordable health care, and the growing disconnect between government and the people. Families are struggling with housing, groceries, and basic needs while wages lag behind. I would focus on lowering everyday costs by supporting policies that make housing more affordable, protect workers, and hold corporations accountable for price gouging. Health care must be accessible and affordable, including mental health services. Equally important is restoring trust. I will prioritize transparency, community engagement, and accountability, ensuring people are heard and represented. Government should work for the people, not the powerful. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? To improve the effectiveness of the federal government, I would create a constituent council made up of diverse community members who regularly provide direct input on policies and issues. Too often, decisions are made without truly listening to the people most impacted. This council would ensure real voices are at the table, not just during elections, but consistently. It would help identify gaps, improve communication, and hold leadership accountable. I believe government works best when it listens first. By creating a structured, ongoing way for constituents to be heard, we can build policies that actually reflect the needs of the people. Andrew Castilleja, candidate for the U.S. House District 3, did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide, but may respond to the vote411.org online voter's guide later.